We get started a little early this morning with the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for joining us. A back and forth game between your team and Maine. Last week, you guys come up on the short end, 38-34 for, just kind of give me your impression on that game and what happened.
Well, first of all, you know, Rob, I cleared my schedule today for you. Just wanted to be clear. It was a hard fought game as we know with Maine, and Maine seems to have their A game for us every year. They played very well. I thought their quarterback was exceptional in the game. He handled the wind and the weather and the toughness of the football game very well. And my hat's off to him. Thought he played very well. I mean, all that said, it's a game I felt we were in position to win. We lost the lead three times in the fourth period, which is very unusual for our team. But we were unable. We answered the bell on offense and just could not get off the field on defense to try to secure a game that we needed to win. But we played very hard. I'm a little disappointed in some discipline issues as far as, some penalties that were very costly. We had 12 penalties, which is for us is about double what we would normally have in a game. And we've got to clean some of that up. We just could not finish, but you have to credit Maine. I thought they played well and protected their home turf very well.
Just we'll start on the offensive side of the ball, and obviously a big afternoon from Carl Mofor, 30 carries, 155 yards. Type of numbers we've kind of come to expect from him, but just maybe talk about his performance handling that kind of workload on Saturday.
He's just a great football player. He had some great runs. We thought the offensive line played better. He carried us for a lot of the game. He also blocks exceptionally well and in pass protection and things like that. I mean, he prevents a lot of extra hits on our quarterback, helping the offensive line. He's just one of the great football players I've ever been around in my entire life. And he's a pleasure to have. And we need to continue to give him the football. It was a weird game in the sense that we couldn't control the time of possession better as we were running the ball. Usually when we run the ball that well, we would win the time of possession battle, which I think was one of those critical things we lost in this game, was we were unable to keep them off the field a little bit on offense. But all in all, Carl was outstanding.
First question for you this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Greg, with the common theme this season of creating your own energy, nobody in the crowd and that sort of thing, what's that been like, that process, especially with two road games thus far?
Yeah, I think our kids were, we were certainly ready to play. We started well. We had a 10-0 lead. They've been good. It's a little different, that you don't have, any fans out there. But I think anytime Albany and Maine get together, we certainly, there's enough chatter going on the field that we're certainly not, it's not lonely out there and probably a little too much from our end getting caught up with some of that. I get frustrated when our team wants to give back too much in that type of battle. We need to worry about ourselves and play the game cleaner and quit worrying about what the other team thinks or has to say. But all in all, it's a strain. I think the biggest change and the hardest thing when you're a visiting team is the extremely uncomfortable setting that you're put in sometimes. We were where we were dressing and where the coaches were was cold and uncomfortable. And it that was the hardest part when you get to a field before a game. UNH had done a great job making us comfortable and before the game. And I just felt like we were in a really tough setting at Maine. Doesn't affect the game, but it's just, the way you kind of like it was a tough setting. Other than that, I don't think that the lack of fans changes the whole lot.
Your next question from Mark Singles. Go ahead, Mark.
Greg, after the main game, you mentioned the lack of discipline on defense. What do you do specifically to address that in practice this week?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was just on defense, Mark. I think that it showed up a lot on defense, but we had the similar, we had some of the same things on offense, the jumping off sides, the silly penalties. I think defensively we got out of whack with our technique for some reason and how we play up front and how we fit things. We got out of control on a few things. It's just playing basic football, which we kind of pride ourselves here at Albany, and we kind of got out of our comfort zone with that. And it showed up in a couple places, not just on the defense, but you get out of it by working on it more. And I think a little bit of that is just the lack of, you know, we just haven't, you know, we had camp, but it's not a normal camp. I think everybody's gone through the same thing. You know, we did not get any work at all in the fall as far as padded practices. So, you know, I think we're just trying to catch up on some of that, you know, Mark, and there were some signs of it in the first game, but we were able to overcome it a little better. I think, you know, it jumped out more this week, and all you can do is go back to practice and start working on those fundamentals. And we have been. It's just a matter. Some of that stuff is just repetition and experience, and we need the game experience is going to help it too. I think the film of what happened in the game, our guys will see that there's a way to fix some of that, and it's not a difficult fix.
Greg, Jeff Undercuffler, 147 yards, a couple of touchdowns, but the first couple of weeks is his completion percentage, I guess, is not what it was maybe a year ago. How much of that was the weather, the wind, that as you talked about, and how much is maybe the adjustment to, you know, you lose 2,000 yard receivers, one who's in the NFL. How much is it adjusting to a new group of receivers, or how much of it is just, you know, just the weather and some of that type of stuff that you're dealing with?
No, I think some of it is just situational. I don't think he was sharp Saturday. He's been very good at times and a little off at times on some throws. There's certainly a comfort level with receivers. He's been dealing with massive injuries at our receiver right now. You know, we lost every one of our receivers but one for a pretty significant time. So I just think there's just some comfort level. He was throwing the guy Saturday that he really doesn't throw too much in practice. Mm-hmm. Not an excuse. I mean, he's a competitor. I think he'd be the first one to tell you he wasn't sharp as he should have been. That we left some plays out there, you know, that we had that normally we've made. But sure, I think all those things can affect your completion percentage. You know, I don't really worry. You know, I'm different than, you know, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coaches. They see things different. You know, as a head football coach, I want a guy that's going to give me a chance to win. And he did that. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't take any bad sacks. He didn't make any dumb penalties. I love that about him. I think that if we were a little cleaner, we would have been better off. But, you know, we certainly did well enough on offense to win that game. And he contributed to that in a more quiet way than normal.
I got a follow-up question from Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Greg, I know you obviously have a long history with Maryland's program. I wonder what you already know or what you know about this Maryland transfer who plays held as a quarterback for Rhode Island, what kind of problems he might present on a Saturday.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. I've been struck. He's a very smart with the football. You know, he's a smart young man that knows where to go with the football. He made, you know, one mistake in that first game, I thought, but that happens sometimes. But he's really good with the ball in his hand. He knows how to run. He's a physical guy. You know, when you have a good quarterback, every game's within your reach, and he certainly is certainly in the top tier quarterbacks in our league, and he's very good. And, you know, I had seen him play in college some. I knew him from high school a little bit. I know what type of football player he is, and he's a winner, and he's going to do great for Rhode Island, and it presents a lot of problems. He's a heck of a football player.
Hey, we touched on the defense a little bit, but Danny D'Amico with Levi – getting the attention that he's gotten. Danny's kind of, even though he's been there a while, maybe doesn't get quite as much of attention, but 14 tackles, blocked a field goal for you. Just talk about how those two guys work together and his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he's our two inside backers are very experienced and they're good football players. They're tough. Danny's certainly is hides behind Eli or Levi's shadow a little bit, or is put in his shadow a little bit, but he's a really good football player. We have a lot of faith in him. He plays really hard. I love this team. I love the kids. I mean, they're just great kids for the most part, and not the most part, all parts. You know, they're just good kids, and they really care. And you know, we all get judged on wins and losses, but you know, when I walk off the football field, I feel great about my kids every game. You know, they go out. They, you know, I ask them to tuck their shirts in. They tuck their shirts in. I ask them to do this. They do it. They really abide by what we want them to do here. And Danny's a leader in that category. He's all about the team. He doesn't ever complain. He just goes out and plays hard every day. And I love having him on my football team.
We're here with you, Albany head coach Greg Gattuso. Again, use the chat feature or the Ray Chan feature if you have a question for him this morning. Greg, obviously an impressive win for Rhode Island last week at Villanova, with not only you've touched on the quarterback to the scene, but the running back Brown with a big game. What impressed you?
There was a lot. You know, obviously, when you have a good quarterback, like I said earlier, it elevates your entire team. We've seen that here. You see that with Maine. The teams that have those, you know, when Flacco was running around at Towson, you go from a team that might be not in the top tier and have a chance to compete. They have that person now. And when you add the skilled people around them and a very, very experienced offensive line, you know, you got a heck of an offensive weapon coming in. Villanova is not an easy place to go in and score 40 points. You know, they played well and against a top 10 football team. You know, we know what we're getting into with Rhode Island. We've always known it. I think Jim's done a fabulous job at Rhode Island last year. They had one of the best teams we played last year. They were on the wrong end of some of those close games like we were a couple years ago. 2 years ago, they should have been in the playoffs if their quarterback didn't get hurt. They would have been in the playoffs. So I have great respect for Flem and his staff and the players up there and how they play. They're tough. They're a lot like Maine. You know, a lot of people want to, and probably us too, they want to underestimate Maine and Rhode Island and Albany. But, you know, people get caught up in this northern teams and the southern teams and all that stuff. In this league, everybody can beat you. And Rhode Island's a heck of a football team. They're going to be heard from in this spring season. And we're going to have a tough battle on Saturday.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much for taking time and clearing your schedule for me today. And
I promise I will continue to clear my schedule for you, Rob.
I appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
All right.